Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, remember what we're looking for. And don't trust anyone.
Whoa, what?
Hey, baby. Where are your parents?
Hey, who's baby?
What?
Really? A con baby?
Impressive. We could use someone like you.
That was a clip from Raya and the Last Dragon, a new theatrical release. Disney Plus premiere access. Uh-oh. I think that's a tier I don't have. Tim Lammers joins us. And by the way, Tim's movie reviews always brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Hey, Tim. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. And yeah, it's a tier that none of us have actually on Disney Plus. Disney Plus, we pay $5.99 a month or $60, $70 a year, whatever. Premier Access, they first did it with Mulan, the live action picture that came out a few months ago. That was when they charged $30 for the movie. Now, the difference between that time and this time is, you know, Raya and the Last Dragon, you can watch it at home for 30, or you can actually go see it in the theater. So if you really need to rationalize it, you're going to say, look, I'm going to see the movie, I'm going to spend this much either way. So believe me, I think if you're going to stay at home, though, it's going to be worth that $30 price tag. I mean, wow. It is a spectacular animated adventure, already one of my favorite films of 2021.
What makes it especially good?
Well, it's just the visuals. I mean, this is an animated movie. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's set in this fantasy world of Kumandra, where humans and dragons at one point coexisted peacefully, and then this monstrous force called the Droon came about, turned all the dragons to stone. Now, 500 years later, the humans have found themselves divided into 5 factions. They're in a big fight over this magic stone and the power that it brings. So they try to have a kumbaya moment for peace, bring everybody together, but that turns into disaster. And then the Droon, which is like this storm cloud that turns things to stone, Paul. I think that you should do your research with meteorology, see if something like that really exists. Anyway, it turns any human that's in its path into stone. So there's this young warrior named Raya, voiced by Kelly Marie Tran. She was in Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. She needs to find this mythical dragon, voiced by Awkwafina, in hopes of saving humanity from this creature, this thing, this cloud that roams across the land. And it's really engaging. It's really emotional. It just has everything to it. I mean, I was even shedding a few tears at the end. And, you know, it's Disney. You know that they're going to put every single effort into the visuals of it. And I can't imagine what this thing looks like on the big screen. I actually seen it on the small screen.
Hang on to that thought about Disney, because I want to ask you about Disney's catalog and kind of the reckoning that's going on. But first, let's have you review another theatrical release. This one is called Chaos Walking.
Don't come any closer. It's a girl.
Girl.
Oh my gosh, girl.
I'm sorry.
No movies.
Blonde hair. I've just never seen a girl before.
Who are you?
It's so loud here.
We call it the noise. Happened to all the men on this planet. Every thought in our heads on display.
Where are all the women?
They're dead.
Okay, this does not sound like a musical.
No, it's not. It's chaos, Paul. It's Chaos Walking. It's a long-delayed film starring Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man. He's the most recent Spider-Man. And Daisy Ridley from the most recent set of Star Wars movies. Tom Holland's character, Todd, he's this young man who grew up on a planet called the New World, where he was led to believe that the natives of this planet killed all the women in his colony called Prentice Town. And also, they unleashed this germ to give men an affliction called the noise, where all of their thoughts can be heard and put on visual display. So when this young woman named Viola, played by Daisy Ridley, when her spacecraft crashes on the New World, she feels threatened because there are nothing but men in Todd's colony. So he obviously knows there's something up too, so he leaves with her. They're on the run, and they discover the horrible truth of Prentice Town, this colony. So yeah, it's interesting. The premise sounds like What Women Want. Remember that Mel Gibson movie with Helen Hunt, where she could hear his thoughts? It's like What Women Want on steroids, basically, because you're hearing all these men's thoughts. But this is not a comedy. You're also seeing their thoughts, their visions. And so from a visual effects standpoint, it's really cool. But when you consider that you can hear their thoughts, you can see their thoughts and the people talking in those thoughts, and then the people are talking themselves, things get kind of muddy. So great idea, not exactly perfectly executed, but much better movie than I thought it was going to be.
Interesting. Sort of a mesh of apocalyptic and sci-fi.
And Western.
Check that
it's
out.
A neo-Western. It all takes place in this pioneer sort of village, so it feels Western-like as well, except for the weapons are a lot more advanced.
Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you, with all the hype and hoopla about Dr. Seuss and the cancel culture, it seems like Fox News has been transformed into the Dr. Seuss channel here in recent days. A lot of outcry and outrage. My sense is that Hollywood is also having a, how can I say this diplomatically, an crap moment.
Yeah.
Some
it's
of the
kind of
films
they in... made their own bed moment, because a lot of people are sanctimonious in Hollywood, and then all of a sudden when their own product is under attack, it's a different sort of story, and they're forced to scramble. I mean, you mentioned Disney, and I'm probably thinking, you know, obviously some of their films, their older animated films, had some issues with the imagery and the racial stereotypes, etc. And what they did to rectify the situation is to put a disclaimer at the beginning of those programs or movies or whatever. I'm okay with that. I mean, that's fine. I mean, if people are going to be sensitive to that sort of stuff, I'm a lot more for that than just canceling it altogether and stopping publication and removing it from libraries and, you know, whatever, you know. Now they're just scrambling because obviously they're not the only ones that have movies with issues like that. I think every studio has movies with issues like that.
And parents can use it as a teachable moment too, right? If they're watching with their kids and
warning label
comes up.
It's a part of our history, right? I mean, and if you start taking things away, you're effectively erasing history. And, I mean, you could either say, yeah, we made a mistake and we've come a long way and we've evolved, or you can pretend it didn't happen. I think it's better to say, hey, this is the way it was then and look at how far we've come. I think that's just a much better way to go about it. So I don't know how much further this is going to go, but, boy, when they start going after Dr. Seuss, Paul, it's like, huh, nothing sacred.
I like the way you phrase that, though.
It's a chance. Talking about sooner or later, people are going to find fault with your weather forecasts and go after you for that. You know,
they have for 40 years.
Yeah,
and that's fine. It comes with a turf. You know what I have to laugh about though, Tim, watching Netflix when they have the disclaimers at the beginning. You know, violence, sex, nudity, smoking. When did that become a thing?
Oh, I know. I know. Smoking. I mean, you know, that's the whole thing about Hollywood, and it's really kind of a dangerous thing because, you know, the whole benefit with the streamers, et cetera, is like they are the new cable, okay? Whereas with broadcast, you really had to watch your standards. Well, you don't have to watch that sort of stuff anymore. So, they seem to be pushing it to the absolute limit, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tim, thanks for your perspective. Always great to get your voice on the air, and have a great weekend. If you are indoors, check out some of these offerings that Tim just went over. Have a good one, my friend.
All right, thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.